Thank you. tell me about some of the challenges and the troubles you went through accepting Jesus.
Many problems arose from this. The first thing, I was being rejected by family members and people around me, and then being fired from the job that I had because they were suspicious and skeptical that I had become a Christian and I was not following Islamic rules in my workplace. And then persecution happened, and I endured these persecutions until there was no serious action against us. And one day, my wife and son were arrested, and I was threatened over the phone too, that if I did not return to Islam, it would cost us our lives. And I told them and asked them, give me a week. After that, I bought tickets to different places in the world, and one day I just decided to move to Turkey.
After fleeing to Turkey in 2009, Saeed started an online ministry to Farsi-speaking people. In 2014, he came to Canada with his family as a refugee and continued his online church ministry. Now the pastor of three congregations, including Emmanuel Baptist in Toronto. Saeed has seen more than 1,300 Farsi-speaking people come to Christ, many getting baptized.
You have underground churches in both Iran and Afghanistan. Of course, COVID has made it difficult for people to come together, but the online ministry has been very helpful to keep them growing in the relationship with Jesus and keeping them connected.
In Iran, we had about 40 underground churches that I was serving for Iranian and Afghan people. And when COVID hit, these churches had to move to online services. So now I have been able to serve Iranian and Afghan people in online services as well as home churches.
Do you hope to go back to Iran someday? Because I know you have family and friends there, and there is definitely a sacrifice for somebody coming from your background in Iran, leaving Islam to become a follower of Jesus. But it must be hard at times on your heart with your family back in Iran. Would you like to go back and see them someday?
It is my dream to go back to my home country, Iran, and serve Iranians there as well as here, and be able to preach to them where they are. It is unfortunate that I cannot be with my family and friends and relatives there. I will try my best and hope for the best that one day this will happen eventually.
ولی متاسفانه فعلا امکان نداره ولی ما براش دعا میکنیم.
Thank you. My husband was a man of God, called by God, and I appreciate God for bringing us together. He was faithful and committed to the pastoral work. Ever since we started, we had so many challenges. But all through the challenges, he never once turned back. He had a passion for the gospel, and it was something that he vowed, whether life or death, he will do the work, and that he has contributed immensely to the growth of the church. On that night, when the mob came, he locked the door. When he came out, they started hitting him with all the things they had come with, machetes and other weapons like that. I heard him shouting that they should not touch his family, that they should not touch his children. After they finished hitting him and using all sorts of instruments they had brought, they ran away since the police were coming. I knew that when they were done with my husband, they were going to come after me and my children, because I had heard them shouting and saying that they wanted to kill everything that my husband had started relating to the gospel. When I came out, I saw that my husband's head had been badly injured because they had used machetes on his head and he was cut everywhere. And he was soaked in blood. So I quickly looked for a bandage to stop the bleeding.
Johanna was eventually rushed to the hospital, where he died of his injuries. In the aftermath of her husband's death, Hannah, too, has wrestled with the idea of forgiving the killers.
It's not really been easy forgiving those people that did that, seeing that my husband was a good man, and I miss him. Sometimes I find it difficult and feel that I may not forgive, but I have forgiven them. One of the things I remember about him is how heroic he was in the faith, and how he was able to unite the church and bring them together, which they are still doing. This is one of the things that is making the gospel succeed. I have been praying that God would give me the grace and ability to be able to build upon the work that my husband has left behind.